your timeline therapy. You sing this song, say time in a bottle, and you're good to go. You'll have it forever.
I love that.
Listen, a quick announcement coming up this Friday. The Healing Power of Anger in Relationships, remember, with Dr. John Rifkin, is going to be at Stargazer's Bookstore Friday night, 7 p.m. You can find out more information by going to stargazersbookstore.com or going to his website, emotionalsuccess.com. That's this Friday. And then on Sunday, he's going to be at East-West Bookshop, rather. And that's going to be The Healing Power of Anger, The Unexpected Path to Love and Fulfillment with Dr. John Rifkin from 2 to 4 p.m. at East-West Books. And, of course, June 25th, Saturday, new location for the Psychic and Alternative Health Fair with Lori Aletha, and that's going to be at the Northwest Center of Enlightenment, and it's the Highland Center Log Building on Bell Red Road in Bellevue, Washington, 14224. Now, for more information about the event for Saturday, the Psychic Fair and Health Alternative Fair, it's a free event all day from 10 to 4. Call her directly, 425-562-4777. All
I
right.
I just thought that building should be used for a psychic fair.
The log building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that's a great location.
It's a nice location. It really is. All right. Our next guest, Matthew B. James, is the president of American Pacific University in Advanced Neurodynamics, two global organizations dedicated to personal growth and transformation. Matt grew up in Hawaii, where at a very early age he began a spiritual path through meditation and HUNA. And, of course, you know, you may recognize his last name, James, because Advanced Neurodynamics, because his father, of course, is Tad James of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing awesome.
It's nice to have you here with us today, I tell you.
We're running that timeline, though. We're running on the timeline. Yeah. What's up with that? It's really interesting because you hear a couple of different things going, you know, timeline, really, what is timeline? How can it work? Does it really even work at all? And, you know, do you have to be on the line? Do you have to be off the line? What does that mean?
Well, you have to be on time.
Okay, now take it away.
So, oh boy, we're starting off really good this morning, aren't we, Matt?
Yeah, we are. We jumped right into it there.
Well, you know, we're going to be talking to you, of course, today about timeline therapy, and timeline therapy is such a modality that really does make a difference. Personally, I've experienced. I know Lucia has experienced it making a difference. I do want to just mention here, though, that. And right off the start, because you wanted to do this CD giveaway.
Oh, yeah, we're going to give away a CD just giving an introductory explanation to neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy. We thought that would be a nice thing for callers.
So what we're going to do is we're going to tell people right now that to get this CD, this free CD, all you got to do is call 800-800-6463 or 800-800-MIND. And you just call in, give them your name and address and stuff, and they'll send you a CD. That's 800-800-6463, and you will receive a CD in the mail courtesy of Matt and NLP.com.
Our office staff over here did wake up early to make sure that there were people in.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so 800-800-6463. Now, Matt, timeline therapy.
Lucia has a really good question.
Yeah.
The idea of the timeline.
The idea of the timeline. Let's go with that.
Okay, so this we don't think that we created this idea of the timeline at the unconscious level. In fact, mm-hmm. what we do is we actually trace this idea or concept as far back as to Aristotle and Plato, where they discussed the idea of time occurring in a linear fashion and people organizing their time or their own personal concept of time in a linear fashion. This has been also written up in psychological textbooks. For example, Principles of Psychology by William James, who's of no relation to us, but a well-known figure in the field of psychology who had this concept or idea that as we progressed through our years, that we would take memories and we would store them in some sort of linear fashion, which later on became talked about or conceptualized as a timeline. So the idea of the timeline has been around for a while, and I think it's pretty obvious to say that we live in a linear world. We live in a world in which things happen in a linear fashion, And one of the things that your body or your unconscious mind has to do is store these memories and keep track of them so you know what you did in the past and you know what you're supposed to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the timeline has been there for a while. And when I first did NLP, you know, I was a teenager, and the first experience I had with NLP, there was a technique in there called walking the timeline. So it's funny, mm-hmm. Lucia, that you said, do you walk on your timeline? I actually do remember a technique in which you would take your timeline and stretch it out on the ground and walk across it to get in touch with what has happened in your past.
Right. I've heard different philosophies around that, saying maybe walking may have too much of an emotional response to it.
That's what we found.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So go ahead with your experience on that.
So what we have developed, and we developed this back in the 80s, and so this has been around for a while, and we've absolutely done this in seminars and trainings with thousands of people and one-on-one therapeutic interventions, and we've taught all these different fields, psychologists, nurses, medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, the concept is that when we want to achieve something, when we are now in the moment, there are influences that can determine what we do with our behavior. So, for example, if I have a lot of fear in the past, if I have a lot of fear that I haven't let go of or that I haven't dealt with, then that can affect how I see things in the present, in other words, how I perceive things around me,
mm-hmm.
and also that can affect what I do in the future. A person with a lot of fear may not take advantage of opportunities that are present.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I kind of talk about it in the seminar is that as we go through life, some people collect baggage. I know I did for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you collect this baggage, and for some reason, we were never taught anything or a technique, or some people might not have even been taught that it was okay at some point to just let that go.
Well, the thing that I don't like is the baggage doesn't even match.
No, you know? No, it doesn't. Not unless you go to a really good designer store.
You don't even have a matching set of luggage. It's just there. Some duffel bags. Anyway, some Prada, some not. But
Prada, some not. Exactly. Some Gucci, some Prada. It doesn't match. I don't understand.
But it's true. I mean, some look better than the other, you know, and some of it you're more attached to than the others.
And you know what? And people can actually become attached to their baggage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being metaphorical. I've met people that it's as if they become attached to the problems that have happened in the past,
yes.
And that can happen.
Yeah.
They can identify with it.
It's like vested interest.
Yes, or what psychologists might call secondary gain.
There you go.
Where there's a benefit from that. I believe that there are more benefits to letting it go. I believe that it's much more exciting to have a happy life and make decisions from positive learnings rather than from negative emotions. I've made decisions from negative emotions, and I don't ever recall making a decision from a negative emotion that was positive.
And that's a very good point when looking at that, because you know you're talking about the experiences that your body and your subconscious it accumulates, and you think about swimming in the ocean, and you're swimming. Oh, I'm not going to go in that area because that area is sharks. Oh, in that area there's this, and then all of a sudden you're confined to a little 3-foot diameter that you can swim in because you're there's all these things that are going to eat you out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, mm-hmm. And some people might do that with their lives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So timeline therapy utilizes what already occurs at the unconscious. And so I like to ask people, or just for those of you that are listening, think about this for a second. There's been an instance in the past in which you experienced a negative emotion, and everyone has. I've experienced negative emotions. And at some point later on, we've had an experience where that negative emotion is gone. For example, maybe at one point you're angry with someone.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, the anger is gone. You're no longer angry with them. So we already know how to let go of a negative emotion. We just don't know how to do it consciously sometimes.
That's the trick sometimes.
So timeline therapy utilizes what already occurs at the unconscious in order to teach people how to consciously let go of their negative emotions from the past to have a more positive, whatever positive emotion they'd like to bring in, whether it's happiness, love, joy, in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it also teaches them to let go of that baggage, because the baggage prevents you from achieving the goals that you really want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's the secret to the creating your future.
Now, the exciting piece about that, with what you're saying, is that when you experience, or when you release that, you're also gaining the knowledge of what was happening at that time as well, the positive effects of what that situation was.
Exactly. And that is one of the reasons why an individual is able to let go of the negative emotion with the timeline therapy process, because the process actually brings in the positive learning, and that positive learning empowers the individual to be able to then make the decisions in their life that they want to make.
How often do we have to do this, though, to get it, to integrate it into our life? Because, I mean, you can do it once and go, okay, I've done that. But, you know, a lot of people might turn around and say, well, this timeline thing didn't work. I did it once and it didn't work. Do we have to, is it something we have to continuously practice at doing, or is it, what's your thoughts around that, Matt?
Well, I haven't achieved enlightenment yet.
No.
And I've been doing this timeline therapy, NLP, hypnosis, meditation, HUNA stuff since I was about 5 to 13. So I would say that it's something that you need to work on. I mean, life is about learning. Life is about continuously growing. And timeline therapy doesn't eliminate negative emotions from the future. I mean, it does with anxiety. I mean, we assist people in learning how to deal with and let go of their anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't mean that if something in the future happens that you won't experience a negative emotion again. Of course you can.
Right.
So there's more to it than that. And I would say that I've met individuals that have gone through the timeline therapy process and have had immediate fantastic results. I've met people that say to me on a regular basis they need to continue to work on it, yet the results are still as fantastic.
Right.
Well, it's interesting when you're going through the timeline therapy. If you're working on it just to work on some random events, there is still a process. Even with one thing, let's just even say it's abundance. Let's just say you're talking about how can I manifest more finances for myself, or to be able to feel comfortable in asking for that raise, or being able to ask for that sale, or something like that. And when you go in with a specific item that you're wanting to work on, it's multifaceted. It's not like we're one-dimensional people,
right?
You know, or entities,
yeah,
that don't have all these layers that tie into what that issue is. So it may take a couple of, you know, a few go rounds before you get to a point to where you're really seeing some results, and but you do see results immediately too, because you feel that release in energy and being able to have even more open relationships.
Exactly. You absolutely feel it in the moment that it has released.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, through whether it's the history of hypnosis or the history of psychology, there's no one way to look at the mind. They found that everyone is different, that everyone can respond to an external event differently. And so, for example, a person could have anger in business and see their anger in business being different than anger in relationships, or fear in health and fitness being different than fear in career.
Right.
And that individual may need to do, may need to work more at it. So that's possible. It's possible, Cameron, that a person may have to do it more than once. And I think that with any technique, though, that you're doing for personal improvement, that it's a continuous process rather than an end. It's more of an aim.
I guess the question is, you know, how long are we going to have to do this before we achieve what we... I guess it's up to the individual. I mean, you know, for you, you mentioned, oh, I haven't reached enlightenment yet, so how much longer do you have to continue on to reach that point where we're at enlightenment?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if I want enlightenment. I've met people that are enlightened. Gee, I'd have to give up my Prada and my Gucci, right?
No kidding.
I don't know. I don't know if enlightenment's for me. I was just giving that as an example,
yeah,
Cameron. I was making a joke.
Yeah.
But
seriously, though, there are people that do that attend the Secret of Creating Your Future weekend.
Yeah.
And in that weekend, what you do is you focus on a single goal that you want.
Right.
So we're teaching the individuals based on a single goal. That focus of a goal usually responds to or deals with an area of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's say someone wants to have a better relationship. Well, they set a goal in the relationship area, and they focus on the relationship area during the seminar.
Right.
What we have found is that the vast majority of people that attend our seminar experience getting the goal during the seminar or a very short time after.
Interesting.
So in that one area, we're seeing immediate and amazing results.
Because they're focusing on one particular item at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, when you're saying how often do you have to do timeline therapy, well, when I finish the seminar, I say to people, this is a continuous process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In your workbook, there are extra pages, there are extra spaces for you to work on the other areas of your life. And I say to the people, you know, you need to go and do this and continue to do this on your own.
Right, right.
It's not a one-time thing. It's now that you've looked at this area, go home and look at the other areas.
And continue to work on what you need, what you feel you need to work on.
Exactly.
Listen, we're going to take a quick break right here. Now, this CD, is there a meditation or timeline therapy meditation on the CD itself, too, or is it what is it?
The CD is about timeline therapy, and it's about neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay, excellent. So,
it's a good introduction to it for people who want to know more about it and experience it.
Excellent. So for every caller that calls through to 1-800-800-6463, and it doesn't matter whether you called or not before, because you might have a friend that this might help.
And I think this is a different CD than we gave away last time.
Oh, is it a different CD? Okay, good.
Yeah,
so,
we have a whole bunch of CDs.
Well, I know you guys do. So, listen, whether you called or not before, 1-800-800-6463. For every person that calls that number during the show, you'll receive a CD in the mail. And we're going to talk about the workshop you've got coming up in August, and we're going to actually be giving a ticket away for that one, too, very soon.
Yeah.
So more with Matt James. If you've got a question for us or a comment, please feel free to give us a call, 425-649-1112. This is Contact Talk Radio. My name is Cameron.
And I'm Lucia.
We'll be right back.
Medicine addresses your body's entire health system, while mainstream Western medicine focuses on specific symptoms. The Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue uses traditional Chinese medicine to treat the root causes of your health issues and to promote overall wellness. To learn more, call the Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue at 425-462-9355 or visit us on the internet at advancedwellnesscenter.net.
If you're looking for a rewarding career in massage therapy, the Northwest School of Massage in Kirkland and Federal Way offers a 6-month intensive program that works with your schedule, allowing you to train part-time, day or night. Small classes and free placement assistance will help ensure your success as a massage therapist.
To register for the Northwest School of Massage's free career workshop or for more information, call 1-800-929-9441. That's 1-800-929-9441.
Join one of the country's most renowned spiritual mediums, James Von Prague, and Dr. Brian Weiss, the foremost figure in past life regression therapy and best-selling author, for a day of enlightenment in Seattle, Sunday, June 26th at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue. Spend a day with the experts on life before birth and after death. Expand your consciousness and develop your own psychic abilities. Receive messages from your loved ones in the spirit world. Register now at brianweiss.com or call 800-222-4852. That's 800-222-4852. A day of enlightenment that'll change your life. Don't miss it.
In each and every moment, you can choose to create the reality you desire. Voice of Choices magazine provides a wide range of articles, art, and prose that support your right to explore the infinite possibilities available when you choose to live your life with enthusiasm and spirit. Alternative healing, personal development, spirituality, and more are all featured in every monthly issue. Visit our website at www.voiceofchoices.org for distribution locations and subscription information. That's www.voiceofchoices.org, celebrating life with spirit.
If you're looking for that perfect medium to promote your company, Contact Talk Radio is your marketing solution. Contact Talk Radio connects your services with the public, giving a voice to holistic living. Your success is our success. Through your joint venture with Contact Talk Radio, you are assisting our world community to grow and inspire new possibilities for a conscious and aware society. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you are connecting to those who would benefit most from your services. To find out about customized packages and what Contact Talk Radio can do for you, call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Join the CTR family and watch your business grow.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You can't hide. God finds you and take it slowly. Ready or not, you are so strong. You can't hide. God finds you and make you
one. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Our guest today is Matt James from NLP. Now, if you want to find out more information about NLP or about Matt James, you can go to their website, NLP.com. How about that? NLP.com. Advanced Neurodynamics is the company. And now Matt is offering to give a CD away of Timeline Therapy and what was the other part of it?
NLP.
To every caller that calls in. So if you call the 1-800 number, which I'll give you right now, 800-800-6463, that's every caller that calls that number today during the show, 1-800-800-MIND or 6463, you'll receive a CD in the mail regarding NLP and Timeline Therapy and give you a much broader description than we're able to in the amount of time that we actually have with Matt today. So if you're liking what you're hearing, then give them a call, 800-800-6463, and that will give you a CD to listen to and hear more about NLP and Timeline Therapy.
Yes.
Now, when we left off, we were talking about, you know, how many times do you have to do this? Are you going to always have to do this? You know, and also that when going to the event, the secrets to creating your future, that you can really break through a specific issue when you go in with that one issue.
Exactly.
So, you know, the thing that comes to me is, you know, how many times we have to do it. It just triggers a thought in me going, you know, is this about our lives or is this about really just getting to the goal and then sitting and watching TV?
Right.
You know?
Nothing wrong with hanging out watching TV. That's what I do.
It's a fun
but, you know,
it's
just like retirement of your spirituality after, okay, I'm done.
I got my one goal.
We're not doing that.
I am the Buddha now. I'm done.
I am Buddha. Just wait for me, please.
You know, I actually started doing TM at an early age, and I got to see Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and it was really fun.
Oh, I bet.
I'd sit there and talk about being the sap, and I would giggle as a kid.
Oh, interesting.
Talk about going into the flower and being the sap. But, but Lucia, you're right. It's kind of like thinking that, oh, I just do timeline therapy once and I'm done, is probably the equivalent on the physical level of thinking I'll just go into the gym, work out once, and I'll look like a bodybuilder. It's a continuous process. And I think one of the easiest ways to explain it is from more of an esoteric or Huna perspective. The Hawaiians believed that there were four bodies. So you had your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body.
Right.
And that each of them needed to be tended to and paid attention to, nourished, and focused on at some point or given enough attention so that you're experiencing growth in those areas. I know that other systems have different approaches to it, and really after you've done enough of the studying, you realize that a lot of people are just saying the exact same thing, just in a different way. And I've heard, you know, I'm a member of your website. I've listened to the archives, and there are people out there that are just saying the same thing, and I think that that's what's fantastic. There's a similar focus between the individuals out there that are doing this work, which is it's a continuous process, and it's about learning about yourself. It's about discovering who and what you are, and for some people, it can take a little bit more work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's nothing like being committed to yourself and to your path. And for me, what that means is that, you know, maybe today I'm not going to be enlightened, or maybe I'm going to be enlightened for a moment, and then all of a sudden it's going to go away. But it's a matter of being able to continue to strive for the expansion, for the betterment, and so forth. And I think timeline therapy is such a beautiful way to assist in removing the baggage so we can get to that place. place of enlightenment. So we can reach the desired goal, or at least get closer to it, than we've ever been before.
Exactly.
You know, I have to say this. Timeline therapy for me, you know, certain things in my life I've had tremendous judgments about myself on. And timeline therapy actually helped me to stop judging it and just be okay with it and actually enjoy that aspect of where I was judging myself. I didn't stop doing what I intended to stop doing, but it helped me be okay with it.
So you probably experienced a negative emotion releasing then.
Yes. Yes. It was just like, oh, okay, well, this is all good to me now. I understand why I'm doing this and where it's coming from. And it helped me stop judging the situation. And I rather embraced it and gone. And now it doesn't affect me as nearly as it did before.
That's perfect.
You know, yeah. which was with one session. Now, if I look at this whole aspect and go, okay, I could have done, you know, more sessions, but I didn't want it bad enough either.
You have to want it.
This is,
I mean, NLP, hypnosis, timeline therapy, these modalities are do with processes, not a do to process. So even in the seminar, there's nothing that I do to the individuals in the audience. The person has to want it. I can't force a person to let go of a negative emotion or a limiting decision.
Right.
I look at it more as if I'm a tour guide and I'm saying, here, look, over here is your timeline.
Right, right.
That's your past. This is your future. Notice what happens when you release a negative emotion. Notice how that affects you in the now. Notice how that affects your view of the past and what it is that you're able to achieve in the future.
You know, something interesting that just came to mind, you just used that tour guide analogy, and I think that's a great analogy. If anybody's ever gone on a tour bus, you know, you look at what you want to look at and you ignore the rest.
Exactly.
You know, same with walking down an aisle. Next time you go shopping at your local grocery store and you're filling your cart up, notice what you look at and you're ignoring the rest.
You have to. I mean, the unconscious mind probably wouldn't be able to deal with the amount of information that is being bombarded. It's being bombarded with on a minute-to-minute basis.
Yeah, yeah.
So you absolutely have to ignore certain things, and sometimes that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, what would happen if you learned how to ignore the things that you didn't want to see in your life, negativity?
Well,
and focus on the positive.
Exactly. Now, on the other side of that coin is what happens if you learned everything. You know, let's say you learned how to defy gravity. What do you do with it? What are you going to do with it?
You definitely probably start doing a seminar if you defy it to gravity.
Well, exactly.
Running
right.
And training,
but,
and showing people.
But if you learned everything all at once like that, and you don't have the experience to back you, and to understand what just happened, then you're not going to be able to utilize it in your life, really.
Right, and we're all about how do you utilize this?
Yes.
How do you take this information and utilize it in either in the form of a goal or in the form of a regular basis? How do you let go of negative emotions on a regular basis? How do you begin to create what it is that you want in your life?
How do you walk the talk?
Exactly.
You know, this is something that Lucia and I have really learned in the past 5 years. For me, I've always one of my biggest lessons in life was walking the talk and being okay and embracing life. For me, I was always trying to change myself because I didn't like what I was. So I stopped trying to change, embraced who I was, and with that, everything just shifted automatically. Interestingly enough, one of the things that I really enjoy what you just said, and I really appreciate, is that you teach people how to utilize this. You know, there are so many people out there, and by the way, thank you for becoming a CTR member. That was very nice of you to join our membership. Yeah,
I think it's very worthwhile.
It's interesting because the archives, you know, you mentioned the archives and the amount of different people we have in there. And one of the things that I find most interesting is that not a lot of people out there, Matt, teach how to integrate this, how to utilize it into our daily lives, because not everybody is a psychic. Not, or your, well, let's rephrase that. Everybody's a psychic. Not everybody's using it as a career in their life. Not everybody is a facilitator of NLP or timeline therapy. Not everybody, you know, we got people that are working at 7-Eleven or they're driving a taxi or a
right.
bus.
Right.
You know, how do you utilize this in your daily job? Like, you want to drive a bus. Okay, well, let's say you're a bus driver and you're out doing your gig. How do you utilize timeline therapy in your job? And this is something that I really appreciate about what you're doing, because you really take into consideration that aspect of people's lives.
I want people to leave the seminar feeling as if they have a set of tools now
mm-hmm.
that they know how to work with and use, and that they will use when they go out there in
yeah.
the future.
Yeah.
I mean, I've sat through seminars and trainings for a good portion of my life, and I've been in ones that were transformational, and I've been in ones where there was information,
mm-hmm.
and information is important. And yet, how to use that information, I think, is just as important.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe in learning. I'm a firm believer in learning and adding to knowledge. I'm also a firm believer in taking that knowledge and putting it to use, though, putting it to practice.
Well, you know,
because if not, what do you do with the knowledge? Having a bookshelf at home is really nice.
Yeah.
Putting the books up. We want to not just give a person another book that they can put on their bookshelf. We want to give them something that they can use and learn how to use and have as a tool in the future.
Yeah. Now, I want to just remind people of who you are here, because, you know, you say about learning. I don't know if anybody knew this, but you received your Master Practitioner of NLP, or the youngest one, youngest person to be recertified as a practitioner and Master Practitioner of NLP. You also received your practitioner certification at age 12 through Anthony Robbins.
Yep.
And your Master Practitioner Certification age 14 from Richard Bandler, who we've talked about on the show many times with another guest, and Wyatt Woodsmall. So, needless to say, Matt, you used all these techniques to enhance your own academic and personal development. And at age 22, you, of course, decided it was time to review what you had learned and attended your Master Practitioner with your dad, Tad James.
We thought that there was a big age gap between, I was 14 and 15, I think,
yeah.
during the other trainings, and I was in my 20s, and I thought it would be a good idea to go back and review it.
Well, you know, it's pretty awesome, because you're the president of Advanced Neurodynamics, the American Pacific University, and the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. So your career and the way you do things, and what you've done in your career is certainly a living example of walking the talk and doing what you want to do in your life and being able to teach it to others. So I think there's a lot of value in what you're doing, and especially you as a teacher, I think it's a great gift that people are going to receive with this CD and with the workshop that's upcoming. It's just phenomenal, the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I enjoy coming on the show because of what you said, where I recognize in you and Lucia that you guys are absolutely walking the talk, and I think that that's an important thing in what you do in your life. I think
yeah.
it's important. I've been on, it's a constant growing experience for me as well, because mm-hmm. I've been on stage and I had people ask me questions and realize that as I'm talking to them that I should be the one listening just as much.
Yeah, well, isn't that the case? You know, the teachers and students, we're all teachers and students to each other. Now, I want to remind people, because we're going to talk about something else coming up here in a second. If you call 1-800-800-6463, every caller that calls in is going to receive a CD on timeline therapy and NLP, and it's going to be a lot more extensive than what we can cover in the brief short time we have with Matt today. But I definitely invite you to call 800-800-6463. He's got a staff of people standing by to take your name and your phone number and all that stuff and send you the CD. Now, you've got a workshop coming up again, that number 800-800-6463, or you can go to his website, NLP.com, NLP.com. Now, we've talked about timeline therapy for the past half hour, 40 minutes or so. I'd like to talk to you about something called the Secret of Creating Your Future seminar. Now, the Secret of Creating Your Future goes along with the philosophies of you know, where our thoughts create our reality. We create our day every day. Our future is not yet created unless we create what we want to create in our future.
Right, by putting your goals in your future. Exactly.
Right. So now, having said that, how do we know, you know, okay, let's say, for instance, Matt, okay, I want a 50-foot yacht in my future, and that's going to be about $500,000.
Okay.
Okay. So a guy comes along and says, well, with what you're doing right now, the job you're doing right now, isn't going to pay you $500,000 to get the yacht.
It's going to take you 50 years to do that.
It's going to take you 50 years to do that. So all of a sudden, our dream is gone, because reality says that if you're only making $7.50 an hour, owning $500,000 yacht isn't what I would think is a reality, unless I'm projecting a certain reality again. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think that I have to have a balance in my approach and my answer to this.
Okay.
And the balance is that I have seen amazing things. I know that you're been talking with you in our conversations that we've had. I know you're into quantum physics.
Yeah.
And I'm totally into quantum physics. And you can pull out any quantum physics book, and there's going to be examples in there of people who have had miraculous shifts in their life, instantaneous healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there are things that are beyond our scope
right.
of understanding that are possible. So is that possible? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite possible that an individual could set a goal and get that regardless of their monetary mm-hmm. situation.
Right.
And when you're setting your goal, we teach you a process that allows you to run it through a series of steps. In other words, what we call creating a SMART goal.
Mm-hmm.
And creating a SMART goal isn't just about creating an intelligent goal. It's looking at, is this goal achievable and realistic? So part of the step is looking at how achievable this goal is based on the individual right now and whether it's realistic or not. Now, the interesting thing is that we set the SMART goal when we put it into our future after we've already let go of the negative emotions.
Right.
Because on one hand, what if you have a bunch of fear and you have limiting decisions about yourself? What if you think that I'm not good enough or I can't leave this job? And what if those things are holding you back?
Mm-hmm.
We let go of those things from the past, and then we determine what it is that we really want in our future.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's quite possible that that 50-foot yacht is more of a metaphor about wanting to get away from what it is that they're experiencing right now.
Interesting.
So sometimes people come into the seminar and they say, what I really want is we'll go with your example, a 50-foot yacht.
Mm-hmm.
I go, great, okay, right, that is a goal. We set a goal in the beginning, so we have an aim, we have a focus. Once we've let go of the negative emotions, that person might come up to me and say, you know, I thought I wanted a 50-foot yacht. What I really want is something more as a fulfilling relationship, or
mm-hmm.
I want a job where I feel supported and not necessarily just try to get away from it.
Right.
So letting go of negative emotions and limiting decisions could change the perspective. And by the way, it could make it even bigger. Maybe they'd want a 200-foot yacht.
I like that. I looked that
I
up
like
on
that
the
idea.
Internet. Talk about Prada. Woo! Oh, my goodness.
Not just the wallet.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
talking about marble floors.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Cameron, a person might be limiting themselves to only a 50-foot yacht
yeah.
based on their negative emotions and limiting decisions, or that could just be a metaphorical example. You wouldn't know until you actually met the individual.
Sure, sure. Now, you know, when it comes to the idea that, okay, we're going to set a goal for ourselves, I want to just quickly mention here, you got this workshop coming up, Secret of Creating Your Future, and the dates of that are?
We're going to be in, let's see, we're going to be in Portland, 6th, 7th, and 8th
mm-hmm.
of August. We're going to be in Seattle the very next weekend, 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be in Seattle again after that doing a hypnosis weekend, strictly focusing on hypnosis, but we can talk about that. Next time I'm on the show.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so what we'd love to do is give away one of our seats at the Secret of Creating Your Future in Seattle, and the dates for that are the 13th and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an optional huna where we do an introduction to ancient Hawaiian huna on Monday the 15th that the people who attend the weekend are invited to as well.
Excellent. Okay, so I want to mention, though, that if you decide to do this workshop, Secret of Creating Your Future, now, this is a big workshop. This is going to be a big one. And I would suggest that anybody who's interested in shifting how things are unfolding in your own life and you don't like where you're going, the moment that you sign up for a workshop, believe me, I have done enough to know, and it is what it is. The moment you sign up for a workshop is the moment the workshop begins.
Yes.
So by the time your workshop is over, you've already got a lot of things shifting and taking place.
That's true.
So I invite the listeners to call in and book yourself for that secret of creating your future. You can call 1-800-800-6463.
And we have a special rate for your listeners, too.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. What is that?
I believe that the rate is $295 a person. It's normally $450.
Oh, awesome.
And then
if you're bringing two people,
yep,
the second person goes for $95.
Oh, wow.
Good deal. Okay,
that's
so you can split it right down the center for all of you.
Yep.
All right, so give a call to 800-800-6463 if you're interested in the secret of creating your future workshop. Now, we're also giving one ticket away.
We are giving one ticket. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the one ticket is going to go to the fourth caller through to this number, 425-649-1112. Now, this workshop is August 13th and 14th. If you can't go, don't call in. Let someone else call in and win the ticket that really wants to go. The 13th and 14th of August.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. The fourth caller through to 425-649-1112 will receive one ticket to this two-day workshop with Matt James. If you've got a question or a comment you'd like to make, give us a call at the same number, 425-649-1112. Don't forget, everybody that calls the 800-800-6463 is going to receive a CD on Timeline Therapy and NLP. Great gift. Great gift. We'll be right back with Matt James.
Looking for a caring, compassionate, and holistic dentist when I heard of Dr. Stickney from my naturopath. You know about me, I've had some bad dental experiences in the past, so I put off going to the dentist. As soon as I stepped into Dr. Stickney's office, though, I felt a lot calmer. His team was warm and caring, and they put me at ease right away. During my exam, Dr. Stickney explained everything he was doing and why he was doing it. You know, I even had the opportunity to see my teeth as he looked at them with a small camera. And because he only sees one patient at a time, I didn't feel rushed, and he answered all the questions I had. He treated me with respect regarding my views on alternative health and is willing to work with my health care providers. I'll be going back to Dr. Stickney for all my dental work. I'll tell you, he's earned my trust, and I'm sure he'll earn yours, too. Give him a call today at 206-728-1330. The number again is 206-728-1330. Or visit his website at seattledentalcare.com.
Imagine listening to guests like Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, and Doreen Virtue whenever you want. Now, Contact Talk Radio members can listen to streaming audio of any CTR show from 2002 to present on demand, or can choose to download shows for listening on the go. Sign up now for only $36 a year. That's only $3 a month to have your favorite speakers at your fingertips. Just log on to www.contactradio.info. That's www.contactradio.info and click on guests. Sign up today and have access 24/7 to those speakers that move, motivate, and inspire you to reach your unlimited self.
Downloading of any program is for personal use only. Distribution not allowed.
Have you ever wondered how your life would be without depression, stress, and anxiety? How would it feel to access your full potential? Dr. Schaub Accelerated Breakthrough Program helps you to use the power of your subconscious mind to go beyond any perceived blocks and limitations. If you're ready for results, call for a free phone consultation at 206-323-2762. That's 206-323-2762. Or visit www.cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
You're not lost. Your soul just needs a map. Patty Greco uses intuition to find the trailblazer in you. For more information, visit yogavisionaries.com or call 978-582-0961. That's 978-582-0961. To book your intuitive consultation, explore yogavisionaries.com.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, no.
right, everybody. Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. We are talking, of course, today with Matt James, and it's about timeline therapy and about the secret to creating your future. Now, there is a seminar that's happening August 13th and 14th for the secret to creating your future in Portland in August the 6th and 7th, or the 7th and 8th of August.
Portland is the, let me just look on my calendar again. Portland is the 6th and 7th, Seattle's the 13th and 14th.
13th and 14th, okay. And then, of course, the following weekend, which we'll talk about another time, is the hypnosis weekend you've got coming up in August in Seattle as well. Now, for every caller that calls in, whether you're listening to us on the Internet or whether you're listening to us on the radio from wherever you are in the world, every caller that calls into the 800-800-6463, you will receive a CD on timeline therapy and NLP, and it's a more comprehensive, more in-depth look to what we've been talking today about with Matt James, because there's just not enough time in an hour to talk about what timeline therapy can do and how it works and everything else and with NLP. So for every caller that calls in, 1-800-800-6463, you'll receive a CD in the mail. And congratulations to Deborah.
Yes, congratulations, Deborah.
You were the fourth caller through, Deborah of Issaquah. You were the fourth caller through that won the ticket for the Secret to Creating a Future seminar happening August 13th and 14th. So way to go.
Fantastic.
The NLP people will be in contact with you regarding your ticket. Now, the secret to creating your future. Now, we talked about quantum physics and our thoughts create our reality, and certainly the future. None of our futures are set right now, correct?
That's correct.
So we are literally in a place of being able to say, okay, I'm going to create this future for myself no matter what kind of job or whether I'm working or not. I'm going to be able to create this future for myself.
The way that I look at it is that there are stories after stories, and if you've been in enough trainings, you've probably heard all of the stories of individuals who've come from nothing and have created exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about material. I'm not just talking about money or career.
Yeah.
I'm talking about never had a relationship, never had that deep feeling of connectedness with someone else.
Well,
and they've come from a place of nowhere or a place of negativity and achieved that. So if other people can do it, I have to believe that anybody can do it.
Well, let me tell you something. I had a conversation with a fellow the other day on the phone, and I shared a brief part of this story, but I thought the story was so profound that I think I'd probably like to share it again. It goes along the lines of what you're going to be teaching at the seminar, The Secrets of Creating Your Future. He asked me, he said, well, you've probably never struggled in your life. And I went, well, you know what? You're absolutely wrong on that. I said, my entire life prior to, well, it's not my entire life, but I said the good portion of my life was nothing but struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, how did you get yourself out of it? And I told him, I said, I was determined and I wasn't willing to go anywhere else but forward.
Right.
Now, he said, well, what kind of struggle did you go through? And I said, listen, man, I said, I was making $500 a month, didn't have any food on the table. My rent was $500. I didn't have any food, didn't have much money. I said, it was just the way, just where things were, my attitude about myself, even though internally I knew that I wasn't going to be here forever. But I said, it was so bad for me at one time, I had to go through a drive-thru McDonald's and tell them they forgot to give me my extra hamburger just so I can get a hamburger in my body.
Yep.
I said, do you want to talk about struggle? Absolutely, I struggled, but I wasn't willing to be defeated.
Exactly, and that's the type of attitude that when an individual has that,
mm-hmm.
that they'll be able to then create what it is that they want in their life.
Yeah,
but you've got to have that drive. You've got to have that inside you.
Yeah,
I believe that people can achieve, can create that. I believe that people can obtain that drive, and there has to be some sort of spark. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
There has to be some sort of spark that says, I want to improve. I want to create. I want to create something more than what I have now. Mm-hmm. Without that, then
what are you going to do?
You don't have any drive. You don't have any movement forward.
Well, this is it, and this is why I think taking your workshop the 13th and 14th is really going to offer people an opportunity to get that drive and find that inspiration within themselves to really move forward in understanding how your thoughts create your reality and how your thoughts can create what you want in your own future. Because one of the things, and Lucia's got a question I know that she's going to pipe in here in a second. One of the things that I was taught a long time ago is that your thought right now will qualify the next 3 days for yourself.
At least.
I believe that's possible. What Patanjali and Patanjali's Yoga Sutras from about 750 AD said that where there is reflection in the negative, where there is thought in the negative, allow there to be reflection or dwelling on the positive or the opposite.
Right.
So I believe that a single thought can definitely have an impact on you in the moment all the way out into the future.
Right.
I also believe that there are ways to not only balance those thoughts out, though, but begin to tip the scale in favor of what it is that you really want.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to say is that the words that we use do not describe our reality, but exactly what you're saying, they create our reality. How we explain the things around us, or the words that we use in our everyday conversation, actually determine and create what we have in our life.
Right.
It's kind of a more interesting way of looking at it.
That is a good way of looking at it. I really do.
Now, you know, the one thing that I really have to stress, and in with regard to the secret to creating your future, you're using timeline therapy, you're using NLP to assist in different techniques and assisting in breaking through and creating what it is that you're wanting. And, you know, I've been doing timeline therapy now, and I've done a lot of it. And I can see very directly how it has affected my relationships, how it has reflected and recreated my attitude towards different things, and I can't say how much it's been a moving point and a redirective, and I think it is such an easy and fun way to move through and to gain what it is that you're wanting to gain in this life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I'm so happy that you're doing this work, that you're sharing it with so many people, and giving them the opportunity to make those changes in their lives, to actually see it and reframe it to a place of where going, oh my gosh, that actually could be a fun perspective. I can move forward, and I can really learn from this. And this is actually, thank you for having that experience. Thank you for having that cellular memory. Thank you for having that, and really be able to have a gratitude for it and move forward with the lessons.
Right. And, you know, exactly what you said, that goes along with what Cameron was just talking about.
Right.
How, Cameron, you experienced a time of struggling in your past.
Yeah.
Sometimes people see me on stage, and I think I get the same thing that you get, where they say, oh, Matt, you've never struggled. You've never been through anything. Every individual probably has an area in their life in which they struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was health and fitness for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships I had problems with for a while. So we've all been through that. And one of the interesting things is, Lucia, you just said, thank you for having those experiences.
Right.
Those cellular memory, in other words, what happened, what occurred, that's not something that we need to beat ourselves up about.
Right.
The times in the past in which I've fallen down on my path to going for a goal, the times in the past when I've fallen straight on my face, I wouldn't want to erase those. I wouldn't want to give those up, because that's made me who I am today.
Absolutely.
And it's not about erasing the memory of a negative event. It's about letting go of the negative emotion so you get the learning. And you go, wow, you know what? At the time, I was struggling. And now I can see, I don't know, maybe the benefit of doing what it is that I'm doing. Or I can see the abundance in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can appreciate what it is that I really have now. I haven't forgotten those times that I've struggled. I've let go of the negative emotions associated to the struggling.
Well, you think of the necessity of the struggle, too. There is a necessity to it, too, like you say, to bring us to who we are, where we are right now, with all of the invaluable lessons and wisdom and teachings that we have in this moment. It's like the butterfly. The butterfly, it doesn't get that way just automatically. It has to be in the cocoon stage. It has to strengthen its wings by breaking through that cocoon.
Right.
So, you know, it's the same thing, and this is really, it gives you wings to understand, my gosh, you know what? These emotions, these experiences, even if they're not mine and I've experienced them through something else or through someone else, then, you know, so be it. And I have that wisdom now with me that I can take on with compassion, with understanding and insight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, Matt, I want to thank you, first of all, for being on the show today. It's just been a blast having you here today.
Well, thank you both for having me on the show. I absolutely enjoy it and always look forward to it.
And first of all, I want to tell people August 13th and 14th in the Seattle area for Secret to Creating Your Future seminar. For tickets and information, call 800-800-6463. It's also going to be in Portland on the 6th and 7th of August. Is that correct? Yep.
Portland and 6th and 7th.
Portland, 6th and 7th. So give the number a call, 800-800-6463. And also, every person that calls that 800-800-6463 number is going to get themselves a Timeline Therapy CD along with NLP and more information about that. So,
and if you're driving, it's 800-800-MIND. That's pretty
easy
to remember.
800-800-MIND. Thanks, Matt, for being here today.
Thanks,
Matt. Thank you, guys, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.